folks, to bring us in on December 1. How about it? Ian and I were having a little conversation about Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Were you?
Yeah, well, when we walked in the studio today, because Ian has actually been to a Bone Thug show before, and I was telling him that my brother, who does a lot of concert promotion for his job, recently did an event with Bone Thugs and Harmony, and it's nothing but like middle-aged white people at Bone Thug shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that was in South Carolina, I assume.
Yeah, it was in Charleston, South Carolina.
A little different.
You think so?
A little different, yeah.
Well, Ian has actually been to a Bone Thug show himself.
Yes.
And they had how many opening acts?
They had like 9 opening acts, but 5 of them got kicked off because the audience just kept on throwing stuff at them the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were they not hardcore enough?
We just wanted Bone Thugs. We're like, give us Bone Thugs.
Notice that he says we wanted Bone Thugs. He was one of the people that was throwing stuff.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
they got to have their cousins work, man. That's what they're all about. There's 17. They're like Wu-Tang, where there's like 9,000 different members, you know, and you don't know who exactly is still in Wu-Tang and or still in Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs, yeah.
So, yeah, I can see why there were so many opening acts. You got bills to pay, man.
I know, but I think 5 is the cutoff for opening acts.
Okay.
9, though, jeez.
I mean, 9 is ridiculous. So we have a lot of stuff going on in the show today. Make sure, just at the top of your list, make sure you're writing down the songs and artists that you hear that are playing at Holiday Havoc night number 1 or night number 2. And if you get all of those right at the end of the show, then you could potentially win yourself some tickets for both night number 1, which is just a few days away now, Wednesday, December 6th over at the Joint, and then the sold out night number 2 as well with the Killers.
That's going to be fun. Yeah.
Both shows, man. I cannot wait to see, like, just Rise Against, Portugal the Man, Royal Blood, just killing it, man. I can't believe it's here already.
So good news, bad news. What do you want first, Mahoney?
Let's go with the bad news.
Bad news, okay. More than 57% of children in the United States will be obese by the time they are 35. Current trends in weight gain and poor eating habits continue, researchers warned this week. Some 36.5% of the U.S. adult population is now considered obese, a condition federal health officials define as having a body mass index of 30 or higher. The annual medical cost of obesity is more than $147 billion per year, according to the CDC.
I'm not shocked by that. I actually thought it would be a little bit higher. Only 36% of adults at this point.
You'd think, though, in 2017, with all of the information and technology that we have.
Hold on. With all the information.
Yeah.
Like, we have the internet. We've had the internet for 20 years. And as we've had more and more information than we've ever had in the history of mankind at the literal touch of our fingers.
We have gotten so much stupider. Has put a spotlight on how pathetic we all are.
No, we have just gotten. We have become more stupid. That is the problem.
And we've depressed.
Become more stupider.
More stupider.
We have as a collective human conscious. We have become morons because it is there. So the fact that we know about nutrition and like here's the thing. We know what makes us fat. It's stuff that's bad for us. But you know what's bad for us? Stuff that tastes so good. Mm. And you know what's more awesome? Not doing anything. Being lazy as hell. Yeah, like it's true. Like, you know what? I could go to the gym right now and sweat my ass off, or I could, you know,
or
go
I could
home.
Not.
Yeah.
Or I could go binge on a show on Netflix. By the way, finished Godless on Netflix. Yeah. Great show.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to go to the gym at 5 in the morning?
I mean,
there are classes open. I know that there are. But that's insane to me.
Because some people, us not included, have discipline.
I don't have any of that.
Yeah, I know.
Or you have, like, a schedule. Like, I can't even imagine. You know, you've got one baby, Dave.
Yeah.
If you work 2 full-time jobs, like, both parents are working, and you have several kids, like, where do you find time?
I know. It's insane.
Like, I can't find time to, like, do stuff, and I have no kids, no animals, and I work, like, you know, 2.5
And you still
hours
wait,
a day.
How do you still haven't
been able to go by the Kinko's and pick up your bearskin rug photos.
I feel like somebody's already taken those home and put them above their own place. And I don't want to
end up in the trash.
I don't want to take that away from somebody.
Yeah. So here's the good news. This weekend we all get to celebrate it together. It's been 25 years. Speaking of technology and how we're all much more connected, it's been 25 years this Sunday that the very first text message was sent. Yep.
What did
December
it say?
3rd night. It said you up. No, I'm kidding. On December 3rd, 1992, exactly 25 years ago on Sunday, an engineer in England sent a message from his computer to his friend's cell phone. It said, Merry Christmas.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
Do you guys remember your first text message?
No.
I just remember that.
Or like when you started text messaging?
I remember that I would get text messages, and I was on like Sprint back in the day, and I actually had like one of those color phones
when
they were new. And I was just like, no, this is going to cost me $17 to read some stupid message.
The thing that was worse is when you accidentally hit the internet. Remember, like, you had a little internet icon, and your phone would, like, start to shake. You're like, oh, no, this is going to cost me a fortune.
That's what you had to do. Like, but it took so long on the early versions of phones to retrieve text messages in, like, 2000, 2001, that it was so just inconvenient. You're like, don't text me. What are you doing? Texted me.
But then you have, the text message limit. So, like,
well, and you also had T9, so it'd take you about 45 minutes to pound out a text
message.
I was
really quick on that. And I didn't even have to like look. Yeah, I could do it without looking. Yeah.
I was furious on T9.
Yeah.
I could just bust it out with my thumb.
You guys, that's not impressive. Stop bragging about that. Both of you are over here just like, oh, I was really good on T9.
I was.
Don't act like you're just mad because you were one of those BlackBerry fools. You're like, I'm never switching from a BlackBerry. You can prime a BlackBerry from a cold dead hand.
BlackBerries were awesome, okay? When I had that little indicator light that would flash, and you're like, ooh, I got a message. And you get the cold sweats if you couldn't reach over and grab your phone, sitting in a little orange light flash, and you're like, who messaged me? Oh, my God.
See, mine was a Nokia.
Oh, the Nokia.
And I had a fancy cover.
You know what? The Nokia, you remember those things? You could chuck them against a wall, and they wouldn't
break. They were a brick, man. Those were like... Yep. Apocalypse proof, and the battery lasted for 4 years.
And they had this parachute
play snake on it.
They had this parachute game, which was
parachute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Kids today will never know the joy.
No.
Mm-mm.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
I'm trying to get the little parachute guy in the hoops.
Got a little squatter update for you guys. More fun last night with the squatters that are living next door.
I was wondering about what happened to that.
Also, 37 seconds with Tracy and top stories on the way. One of the top stories, Matt Lauer wants to get paid by NBC to go away. We'll tell you how much he's demanding in just a moment.
Mornings on X107.5 with David Mahoney.
So if you recall, yesterday I played this audio clip for you of Matt Lauer behind the scenes with Meredith Vieira. She was on set and she was bending over, picking something up. He made a comment like, keep bending over, I enjoy the view. And it sounded pretty creepy, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sweater. Keep bending over like that. It's a nice view.
Well, not surprisingly, Meredith Vieira's husband came out and said that he's not offended and she was not offended by those comments. They actually enjoyed just joking around. So a lot of the stuff that Matt Lauer is being accused of is totally inappropriate. However, there are some overreactions here, right? So everyone's like demonizing him because there's like, oh, this clip of him sexually harassing Meredith Vieira. And they're like, no, they were just joking around.
You have relationships with people sometimes. And if you have friendly relationships, like, you know, you and I say stuff to each other all the time.
That's wildly inappropriate.
Man, you've got when you're bending over to pick up a pen, I'm like, look at them two summer hams in that potato sack back there.
Christmas hams.
No,
I've told you to call them Christmas hams.
No, they're summer hams, Dave.
Why are they Christmas hams?
Christmas hams are plumper. Difference? Summer hams are a little bit leaner. You know what I'm saying? Need to squat more. That's what I'm saying, Dave.
But like, I think if anybody heard the conversations that we have or that you guys have, they probably think that, oh my God.
You should hear the
stuff. We say inappropriate stuff to Sylvia. Sylvia says terrible stuff to us. I mean, but we have that fun working relationship. There was some stuff that he was accused of. Again, we don't know all the details yet. Point is, Matt Lauer's fired for what he did.
Yes.
And he wants a huge amount of money to go away. Unsolicited pictures of your junk.
No, you can't.
And you can't whip out your junk.
Send a naughty toy to someone.
And also, if you're Matt Lauer, you probably shouldn't be either hooking up or trying to hook up with the intern.
Yeah.
At least go, like, you know, same level.
Yeah, it's got to be a lateral,
not even same level.
Lateral
just,
move,
just,
slightly above, slightly right. below, just somewhere in that range.
You're famous, like super famous and rich. There's the pool for you to fish in is monstrous. Like, literally, you're throwing just, you know, sticks of dynamite in there, and it's just, you know, whatever you want is coming to you at that point. So stop that. And I'm not mad that they fired him at all. Like, if you are doing that in a workplace to people that you work with, you should be fired.
Good morning, America. The competition for the Today Show came out yesterday, kind of all guns a blazing, saying that The executives and the anchors at NBC were all very aware of Matt Lauer's sexual misconduct, and they referred to it as a, quote, open secret.
See, you can't say that either, because there are people that we've worked with in the past who have been giant scumbags, and we didn't find that out until after the fact. Yeah. It's like, just because you work with somebody in the same building doesn't mean you know what they're doing behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what anybody I work with is doing behind closed doors, first and foremost. So to demonize, you know, the other people who work with him, like Samantha Guthrie or whoever else, that's a little much.
Matt Lauer wants $30 million to go away.
He's probably going
to
get paid. I mean, I imagine being the fact that he was already making like, what, $25, $28 million, something stupid like that. Yep. His contract's ironclad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crap. Much so, like Kevin Spacey's was on House of Cards.
Speaking of all of these guys that are getting busted for being creepy, new Gallup research has found that 55% of Americans now say that if they had a new position and if they were able to pick their manager, they would have no preference in terms of the boss's gender. In 1953, 66% of Americans said that they wanted a male boss. So that is now gone.
Back in what year was it?
That was in 1953. Today, just 23% would rather have a male boss, while 21% would rather have a female one. The vast majority of people just say, I don't really care.
Well,
I don't really care either.
I'm not shocked that there's over half says, I don't care. You know what? It doesn't. Gender doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. It's all about temperament. Yeah. Are you a good boss or not?
Yeah.
Like, we've worked for men. We've worked for women. Actually, I think in radio, we've worked for more women than we have men.
Definitely.
And we've worked for some amazing women, and we've worked for some amazing men. But we've also worked for some really, really bad people. And gender and age has nothing to do with that. It's about their personality and whether or not they're a good person or not.
Yeah.
But do you think that people who would want their boss to be their same gender, do you think it's because they can connect with them more and they can maybe
talk to them? I don't find that to be... I feel it all comes down to personality.
Who and wants
I feel
to like, connect with their boss?
Yeah. Now we got Bossy Rossi over here.
I know. He's always like, let's hang out. Take me to dinner. Buy me some more octopathy.
More high-end whiskey.
There's nothing in your mouth.
You know he's going to make us... at Holiday Havoc by him.
Of course he is.
And
of course
super expensive whiskey.
So, I kid you not, yesterday we were having a meeting after the show about Holiday Havoc, and it's coming up next week, so next Wednesday, it's going to be down at the Hard Rock, and he's like, all right, so here's what time the meet and greets are, and I was thinking maybe you guys would want to get down there a little bit early to, you know, hang. I'm like, why? What do you mean? Like, he's like, you know, just we could all sort of hang, and I'm like, you're trying to talk us into taking you to dinner again, aren't you, you son of a bitch?
You want us to take you to Nobu, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you? I can't afford Nobu, man.
I've never been there, so if you guys want to take
it. It's not called Yes Boo. It's called Nobu.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Anytime that Ian screws up around here, he has to have a conversation with Tracy Teagarden, our lead engineer. And Tracy does not like to be bothered. He's just one of those guys where he's very busy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And sometimes, most of the time, humans seem to exhaust him.
Mm-hmm.
Today is no exception to that. Ian had a conversation with him. And Sylvia, you were in the room for this? Is that right?
I witnessed it.
Yeah, and you seem to be, according to Ian, offended by what he said at the end of this.
It hit my heart.
It hurts your heart?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so 37 seconds with Tracy. This one broke Sylvia's heart.
Here's 37 seconds with Tracy. 37 seconds with Tracy. I messed up, so here's 37 seconds.
What's up, man? Hey, this is a legitimate question. The phone isn't working.
It seems like it's just not connected. Did you do the classic turn it off and turn it back on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I did.
All right.
It may not work, but we'll try that first.
Ah!
And it did.
And it did. Look, you brought the hammer and everything.
Well, keeping you people safe from your own stupidity is killing me.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, I, for one, am glad that he's keeping us safe from our own stupidity.
What?
The phone just wouldn't work.
How is that your fault?
Yeah, how am I stupid?
It doesn't make you stupid.
I don't
know. Watching phones.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
We're going to be checking the voicemail here shortly. If you want to get a message in, 702-889-7352. Also have a gift card coming up next for Ace's Nails. If you want to join us on Sunday to drink some beer and watch some football, the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. And I've got an update for you. I've got some squatters that are living next door to me, and there was another incident last night, if you will.
Oh, boy.
Things are getting even more dicey. I'll tell you what's going on next.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, as you guys know, I have some squatters that are living next door to me, which is great.
We're about a weekend on this now?
Uh-huh, yeah. So I came home last weekend from the Thanksgiving holiday,
yep.
On Friday, actually, so 1 week ago, and I noticed there were some lights on that were in the house next door, and the house next door has been vacant since I moved in. You know, got foreclosed on by whoever lived there before, and, you know, for 8 months or so, no one's lived there.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to go up for auction today, right?
Today, actually, yeah, this morning. And so I noticed some lights on when I came back, and I was like, that's strange. And then the next day, there's different lights on, and I'm like, this is really odd. And then I started watching the house, and I could see people moving around in there late at night. I'm like, oh, this is creepy.
Yeah.
Again, this is right next door. House is here in Las Vegas, very close together. So you can kind of, you can tell when they're over there, the lights you can see coming on and off. You know, I'm like, ew.
You're not a super nosy neighbor. You're very self-absorbed.
Well,
But when something like this is so blatant and so obvious right next door, you can't help but notice.
Right.
Especially so close and, like, knowing that no one's supposed to be in there and you see people walking around. That's...
So that creeped me out. And then it was Tuesday that was really windy here.
Yep.
On Wednesday, my wife was outside fixing some of the Christmas stuff that we put up that had blown over. Or maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it was Monday and it was Tuesday. Either way, she was outside, and there was this guy that was kind of creeping around outside, and I realized, hey, that's the same dude that I saw walking around in the house because he's wearing the same jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pushing this little BMX bike, and he was carrying this little weird chihuahua. And I went up, and I'm like, hey, man, do you live in the neighborhood? He's like, leave me alone. I'm like, leave you alone? Like, what do you live here? He's like, yeah, we just moved in. I don't know where I live. My girlfriend's having an asthma attack. Leave me alone. You don't know where you live? You just moved in? That's strange. And so we had this kind of back and forth, and I ended up just leaving him alone.
Yeah.
Because he took off. He, like, left the neighborhood or whatever. I'm like, okay. So maybe that's it. Well, over these last couple of days, I'm like, I want to get these guys out of here. My wife's really uncomfortable now because this guy's creeping around while she's outside and just sort of lurking. And
A daughter. You can't trust that kind of stuff, man.
Exactly. Yeah, right next door.
Zero tolerance for any of that crap.
When you're in your own house and you don't feel safe,
no.
It's not good.
No, that's
and it's
bad.
Not acceptable.
Nope. Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to spring into action. So I went around, I was talking to all the other neighbors and made them all aware. And most of them were like, yeah, we noticed something strange appears to be going on. Well, these squatters got the utilities turned on at this house. So they got, like, the power turned on and the gas turned on and the water turned on.
They've done this before.
Blows my mind that they can get that done when you don't own the house or have a lease agreement or anything else.
I know. And so I called First Service Residential, who run the HOA for my neighborhood, mm-hmm. who, by the way, haven't called me back yet. So done, First Service Residential. It's only been a week. When we first came on the air with this on Tuesday, I was like, you know what? This is the first day. They haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And when I called them, they're like, oh, I can't get in touch with your actual property manager right now, but they'll call you back in 1 to 2 business days. Well, here we sit on Friday, and First Service Residential, you haven't called me back. So now it's on you.
4 days now?
It's been 4 days.
4 days.
Not even a callback.
That's what, and 72 hours?
If you actually go to First Service Residential's terrible website,
yeah.
This is what it says verbatim. Squatters are a blight on communities and often are no more than common criminals. There is new legislative laws, and the only recourse that owners have is to utilize the eviction process. Well, guess what I need to utilize this eviction process? I need you, First Service Residential, to trespass them. I actually talked to a police officer, a friend of mine that worked for the department for years, connected me with somebody because there's a special unit that works for Las Vegas Metro Police Department that deals with exactly this. Well, I talked to Officer Baker over there, and he was very, very kind, very generous with information. But he said in order for the process to begin, the HOA has to trespass them. Well, it would help if First Service Residential called me back so that way we could start that process. Well,
yeah.
Long story short, I know some people that work for certain companies,
uh-huh.
and maybe not, I don't know, one of their utilities may have been shut off yesterday. I don't know if that happened or not. I'm not sure.
That would be unfortunate for them.
Be really unfortunate. Yeah. But anyway, last night, I started noticing, like, cars showing up at this house, and this is the first time that I've seen cars showing up at this house.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, that's strange. Like, these two people that are squatting in there, I don't think actually have a vehicle of their own, so who on earth is showing up to their house? Well, I saw this little gray Toyota sitting out front of it, and mm-hmm. so I went up, I was like, ka-cheek! Take a picture of the license tag, and this guy comes walking out from the front door. He's like, hey man, can I help you? I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, are you security or something? I'm like, why would you ask that? What do you mean? I'm like, do you live here? He's like, no, I'm Uber. I'm like, you're Uber? I'm like, are you dropping somebody off or picking somebody up? He's like, I'm Uber.
What kind of, I mean, was it like a new Toyota or was it an old crappy one?
No, it was a newer Toyota.
Okay.
It was like an
i8. Can't be any more obvious.
I'm like, that's weird because I've taken hundreds of Uber rides over the, you know, the years, and I've never ever had a driver get out of this car to come get me. They always just call or text you, right?
They wait, yeah.
They don't ever,
I've taken 100 Ubers.
They've never gotten out of the car.
They very rarely even get out of the car when I throw up inside of
right.
it.
Right. They'll get out of the car
right
if they're dropping you off at the airport and you have luggage or something.
Yeah.
But as far as like getting out of the car to like knock on your,
never,
I'm like, that doesn't.
Never.
So I can only assume that they're selling something out of this house.
Yeah.
And so my wife calls security in the neighborhood again, and they show up, and this little security guard, really sweet kid, you know, kind of sort of just like a little kind of dopey little security guard comes out there, and he's like, yeah, I saw another car that was here earlier. And so again, like if there's multiple cars starting to show up, and so he's like, hey, will you help me out?
What?
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, will you help me out? I want to go up to the front door, but I look, he doesn't like have a gun or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'll go get my gun.
I go get my gun.
That's kind of cute.
And a mag light, and I'm like riding with this dude because he's scared, and I'm scared too.
Of course, why'd you call me? I wouldn't do nothing.
But so I'm sitting here and he like goes and checks the front door and he's like, you know how to get around back? And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I do.
Ooh.
And so we pop the gate and start walking through the backyard of this house and we look in the kitchen and they're stripping the house.
The house is never going to sell. Now.
So they took the fridge, like they actually have like a socket thing sitting on the counter. They've taken the fridge out. I think they took the stove out. It's sort of at a weird angle, so I couldn't tell. Uh-huh. There's some other appliance, maybe it was the dishwasher, but they're stripping everything out of the house.
Copper's coming next.
Yeah, for sure. So they're stripping everything out of this house, but we walk around back and they've covered most of the windows in the house, but there was a couple that they hadn't.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the guy. And so did the security guard. And I think he saw the security guard too, because the guy's like, security guard's got a little uniform on, has a little badge and stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy goes running upstairs. And I'm like, oh man, like again, furious at all of this is going on, but what else can I do about it is the big question. So again, I had made a couple of phone calls last night, and maybe or maybe not, somebody from a certain law enforcement division may have stopped by just to spook them a little bit, because there's very little that we can do at this point.
This is insanity, though.
I know.
Oh, like, if they're selling drugs out of the house.
And stripping the house.
They're
stealing stuff out of the house. And then there's people showing up to buy drugs.
Yeah,
or
and those people are so bold that they are going to confront you out there, too. That is insanity, man.
Tanya is joining us. Hey, Tanya, what's up?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So I manage homeowners associations, and we deal with this all the time. And it's really crappy because in this case, I'm assuming the bank owns the house. And when the bank owns the house, the bank actually has to be the one to evict the squatters. So they have to go through the whole process of getting them served and everything else. It can take like 2 months before the bank even.
So you're telling us we should just go get some bats and then
just go beat the hell out of them.
Just make it a victim on our own. I mean, obviously, not us.
That at all, but that's completely up to you.
So let's say, for example, hypothetical here, because I'm definitely not going to do this. But so if we went over there and just scared the hell out of them and actually like physically threw them out of the house and then changed the locks. Like, what if I just started squatting in that house in their place? Like, what if I just got like street on it and I decided like, bitch, this is my corner.
Whoa.
You honestly would have the same rights as what they have currently.
Exactly. So I was talking to my wife about this last night. She's like, why did you go over into the backyard? Like, you're not supposed to be over there. I'm like, neither are they. Like, who cares?
Look at them,
like,
look what they're doing.
They don't have any more right than I do. Like, at least I've got, you know, like property rights. Like, I live next door.
Yeah.
And the guys that actually share a backyard with them that are connected behind, he's a veteran, like awesome dude. I actually met him through this whole process. He's like, oh yeah, I got some big floodlights. He's like, I'll just start blasting them at their house all night. I'm like, cool. Yeah. Like, let's just like actually like try to flush him out of the neighborhood by making him uncomfortable. And I'm pulling every string that I can, like every little way that I can make them uncomfortable. I absolutely will.
Now, I'm not condoning this in any way, shape, or form, but I did have this happen in one of an association that I didn't manage, but I knew the person that was involved, and they physically went over and changed the locks on the house themselves because the bank was not doing anything about it. But again, I can't tell you what to do and what you can't.
Did that work in that incident that you would definitely never condone?
It did for a short time, yes. They at least got those people out, and then the person would just go over and check the house every other day just to make sure everything was okay.
What a nightmare this is.
I know. What a pain in the ass, right?
Like, seriously.
Like, if it's going to take 2 months to...
Well, the house is up for... So the house
it's
is
the
up
holidays.
For,
like, I don't want to deal with this through the holidays. Like, I'm... It's like,
no,
you know...
Like, and if you go out of town for the holidays or something along those lines...
I'm not going anywhere now. I have to booby trap my house, build a moat around it, fill it with alligators.
So the house is supposed to go up for auction today though. So do we know how long that auction is going for?
I don't know.
The auction will actually be 2 days. So they'll sell it today as long as there's somebody there that's going to bid on it.
Let's go bid on
it. If you want to talk to me off air, then I can give you some more information on that and how to possibly get in contact with the people that are doing the foreclosure so they can make the new buyers aware what's going on so they can get the eviction process started as quickly as possible.
I would love to talk to you off air, so I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you very much. And if anyone else has any other... quote, creative ideas for how to get rid of squatters, I would love to
hear
them.
That are selling drugs next door.
Because I would love to get creative. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe they're just selling off all the appliances that they've ripped out of this house. Either way, if there's dirtbags showing up in my neighborhood to buy stuff right next door to my wife and daughter, like, it's over, man.
No, because then they're going to be inviting, like, more dirtbags.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, you get and I've only got so many bullets. So, I mean, come on. Like, the influx of dirtbags into my neighborhood has to stop, and I'm willing to do anything to protect my family, as I assume that everyone is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
If anybody's got any ideas. Tony,
if anyone else has any creative ideas.
Call us, send us an email. Yeah, you can remain anonymous.
Yep. Yep. You can drop me a little Facebook note.
We ain't no rats.
Nope. Appreciate your help.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I will say, we've taken some calls off the air while that song was playing. We have some very creative listeners here at X107.5. And I appreciate all of the creativity that you have bestowed upon us this morning of
how
to get rid of squatters. These squatters are going to go one way or another, man.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah. Here's another Holiday Havoc artist. This is Royal Blood. It's called Out of the Black on X107.5. Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Hunter is joining us this morning with an idea of how to get rid of the squatters. X107.5, what's up, man?
All right, so I think you should find a really cool guy, right, with three dogs. And you guys should dress up as police officers, and each one of you carries a dog, because they're small dogs. But, you know, you'll be like, oh, it's the police. We got drug-sniffing dogs. And since they're dealing drugs, they're going to be like, oh, I don't want to deal with, you know, the police and their dogs. So they're going to leave, and then we can just chill in that house and, you know, maybe pet them for a little bit and go get some beers after.
So you're thinking that all I need in order to get rid of these squatters is three small dogs, and you're saying that you want me to pet those dogs after we get the squatters out?
Only because I look really good in a police uniform as well. So that any reason to get into one of those, you know, I'm open for it.
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of good ideas this morning. This is clearly the best. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, man.
This is why I get paid to think.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Oh, no worries. I love you guys.
I ain't petting those damn dogs.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
The Friday Five is coming up next, our five favorite audio clips of the week. And by the way, we're still taking calls off the air if you have a creative way to get rid of squatters. So far, some really fine ideas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're all legal, but they're really good ideas. So
I think
please,
we should pet the dogs.
Yeah, keep them coming.
I'm not petting that dog.
Petting the dogs is not a great idea. Maybe.
I think it'll relieve stress.
I will say, Hunter, if you get rid of those squatters, I will definitely pet your dogs as much as you want.
Good boy.
Friday Five, our five favorite audio clips of the week, coming up next.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Before we officially get into the Friday Five here, we have two honorable mentions that came from the Rude Awakenings that we did earlier this week. Now, if you're not familiar with Rude Awakenings, it's very simple, and it's something that we're going to do regularly here on the show because it turned out to be a whole lot of fun. It's when somebody is not awake yet in your house and you decide they need to be awake because you want to win concert tickets. Now, they're probably not going to appreciate it right then and there, but, you know, after the fact, when you're going to the concert and they're not, and they can see all the pictures and all the fun that you're having on Instagram, they'll probably appreciate it then, right?
Yeah, but maybe at least they won't be late for work or for school.
Yeah, you'll be helping them get up. So in the first case here, this was Carlos. He decided that he was going to go into his roommate's room and wake him up with his acoustic guitar by playing some Oasis Wonderwall. Who doesn't love a great song like Wonderwall first thing in the morning?
Especially in the morning, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a great way to wake up.
It's a rude awakening. And I said, maybe you're going to be one that takes me. That's that friend, you got to wake up now.
Ask him how he's feeling. Get right up on him.
How you feeling, Brandon? How you feeling?
I'm pretty darn spooked.
And then the second one was even more delightful. Bobby called us, and he wanted to try to win some tickets as well for you two. And so he decided that he was going to wake up his wife, who is a nurse, and she had just been off the night shift for about 4 hours or so. Uh-huh. So she was about halfway through her normal night's sleep, and he woke her up not by going in and singing to her, but with a 4-quart bucket of water. So he walked in while she was sleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe she needed a shower.
Yeah. She actually took it better than I expected, but here you go.
It's a rude awakening.
I have a 4-quart pot of cold water.
We're going into the room.
What? Wake up! Good morning.
What the hell is that for?
Holy I'm a douchebag.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's just mean, man.
It is. But it's so fun. So Rude Awakenings will continue here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Maybe next week, maybe week after, whenever we have some concert tickets that, you know, are worth possibly torching your marriage over.
The Friday Five. Tickets are worth it.
Yeah. We got some good ones coming up in the Friday Five for you. Hang with us right now. It's 311 Beautiful Disaster. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
It's the Friday Five.
Thank God it's Friday. Oh, damn, Ian. Oh. Woo.
Sexy.
That is a smooth Friday Five intro. I like it. All right, here we go. Number five in the Friday Five. These are our five favorite audio clips of the week is when a police officer, you know, dealing with a situation, trying to get some people out of a car. There's a squabble back and forth and decided to deploy his taser. Unfortunately for his partner, one of the taser prongs missed the suspect and hit his partner. And what's great is at the end of this clip, you can just hear him say, sorry, Nick.
Get out of the car now. Get out of the car. You're under arrest. Get out of the car.
Let go. Let go. Let go.
Stop. Sorry, Nick.
All right.
I like this part. It's like, cool. It's all right.
Cool.
Sorry, Nick.
The video continued on, and she was like, why did you do that? Like, he told you to get out of the car 10 different times, and then you were fighting. Like,
right.
I don't understand, like, how you don't understand why this happened.
How on earth could I possibly be getting tased right now? Oh, wait. Everything that I've done for the past 20 minutes.
No.
People are so dumb.
All right, here we go. Number four in the Friday Five. If you don't know who Josh Hutcherson is, he's a young actor. And, you know, he's been around the Hollywood scene for a long time. He broke through in the biggest role that he's ever had in the Hunger Games trilogy.
Yeah.
And you'd probably recognize his face if you saw it. But he was on The Late Late Show, and he was talking about one of his early experiences in Hollywood.
Polar Express.
Yeah, he's 9 years old, and he gets a chance to act with the great Tom Hanks. Which,
especially at nine, that's
if you can imagine. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, this is like you're a huge star all of a sudden, or at least around one. Mm-hmm. Well, he got a little bit nervous, and something unfortunate happened as a result of the nerves.
I was shooting this scene with Tom Hanks, and we're shooting this scene where he's playing the hobo, and he's on top of the train, and he's, like, skiing down, and I'm, like, nestled in under him. I farted. I farted in the scene. It happened. I did it. And instead of, like, playing it cool, Tom Hanks is like, whoa, whoa, oh, my God. This kid, what the heck? Oh, my God. My first big movie, Tom Hanks, Robert Zemeckis, and I just farted in his face, in his crotch.
Wow.
There's a rite of passage, I feel. And he did it in good humor. And looking back on it is very funny. But at that moment, I thought my face was going to just start sweating blood.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I thought my face was going to start sweating blood.
You think Tom Hanks squeezed him a certain way?
Just went over a bump.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right, so there you go. 5-4 in the bag. A lot of good ones today in the Friday 5. 3-2 coming up next. This is the Foo Fighters. Times like these. Dave Mahoney Morning Show, X107.5.
Dave Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Friday 5.
Best audio clips of the week. We have number 5, number 4 in the bag. Here we go to number 3 in the Friday 5. This one comes to us from lovely New Zealand. Now, New Zealand, they need police.
Yep.
And they recruit police much like we do here in the United States with videos talking about how awesome it is to be a police officer, and you kind of get people fired up. You know, more so than police videos, we'll see military videos, yep, right? Like, mm-hmm, you know, join the Marines or join the Air Force, mm-hmm, or join the Navy, whatever it may be. And it shows you all the cool parts of being in those services. Well, in New Zealand, they released this promotional video to get people fired up about the idea of being a police officer.
We want New Zealand to be the safest country in the world, but we can't do it without your help.
New Zealand police are looking for new recruits who can make a real difference.
Those who care about others and their communities.
We need individuals who want to be part of a strong team.
So what's holding you back?
Oh, it's just a tire tied to my waist with a bit of rope.
Yeah, I didn't mean it that literally. I was just asking the question.
What?
You kind of just ruined my flow. Now there was supposed to be a big build-up, and now we have to go over this whole section again.
Oh, it's just a tire tied to my waist with a bit of rope.
With a bit of rope.
Oh, it's just a tire tied to my waist with a bit of rope.
You messed up the flow.
I don't know why I love that so much.
It's the accents. That's why. That it makes it everything better.
All right. On to number 2 here. And this is glorious. So we play this game called Tipsy or Toddler here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, where we'll read phrases just on a piece of paper, and you have to try to figure out if it's something that was said by a drunk person or by a toddler.
And it's surprisingly harder than you would think.
Yeah, they're eerily similar. However, this one was particularly delightful. It was a drunk person, and the way that they finished it by mentioning hot butter is what made this number 2 in the Friday 5.
I was thinking about making fun of Mark and Nut, oh, big tip on Pop Nutter.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I don't think any of that was English.
No.
It's a bit of rope around my waist.
Pop Nutter.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Up next, we've got number 1 in the Friday 5. What could possibly beat out hot butter?
Hot butter.
The New Zealand police tape farting on Tom Hanks and a cop tasering his own partner. We'll share that with you in just a moment. Also on the way, your chance to win some tickets to see the great U2 live in concert right here in Las Vegas. And an all-new blooper reel is on the way as well.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Friday 5.
Number 1 in the Friday 5. What could possibly beat out farting on Tom Hanks and cops in New Zealand and hot butter? Well, it's simple if you think about it. Any guesses?
I don't know. We had so many good ones this week.
I was really hoping for hot butter.
Hot butter should have been number 1, maybe, except for this one comes along and steals its thunder. The great DMX.
Oh, yes.
Doing an all-time Christmas jingle with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Number 1 in the Friday 5.
Hope that this will lead to further DMX Christmas songs. A whole album, I hope, is on its way.
I think I would rather hear DMX sing All I Want for Christmas Is You than Mariah Carey.
You know, that song makes her $500,000 a year.
Ugh.
Just think about
that. So she's like always waiting for Christmas.
So all of us could work for like 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we won't make even a fraction of what she makes
during
by
Christmas.
Doing nothing.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. For a song that you wrote 20 years ago that's pretty awful.
I want to play this one more time. Mahoney, I expect you to chime in because you adding the what's really, really picks it up.
I'll do my part.
You oblige.
I'll do my part.
Here we go.
What?
Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Man, that is so fun. We really need to work on becoming hype men for DMX when he goes out on his Christmas tour.
I am in, 100%. I'll use all the rest of the vacation I got.
All right, here we go. Rise Against is coming to Las Vegas next Wednesday. They're going to be over at the Joint headlining night number one of Holiday Havoc. This is Make It Stop from Rise Against. Jot this one down on your list as well. You could be winning tickets to night number one and sold out night number two. Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I mentioned to Sylvia that the blooper reel was coming up. She's like, did we even bloop at all this week? And I said, oh, Sylvia, my dear.
yes.
I am afraid that we have.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes, there were some bloops. I will commend you guys, though. It was a good week. There weren't as many bloopers
as I'm used to.
Dave, I will tell you, you do make an appearance, but Mahoney, you definitely...
Once again, he steals the show.
Well, yeah, stole the show.
That's my job around here. That's what I do. I bring the star power.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
But if you have a weird phobia, we'd like to hear from you this morning as well. 702-791-1075. We got a lot of phone numbers around here.
We just have
just
to
make sure
it's just two phone numbers.
It's just two, Dave.
Oh, buddy. Just how long have you been saying that number?
702-791-1075. We got a lot of phone numbers.
I will say, though, getting a smoked turkey for Thanksgiving eliminated so many headaches when it comes to preparation.
Eliminated.
It's the blooper reel.
I bought Sylvia a thing of Andy-Cap hot fries, 36 bags. I also bought one for myself. Mine are all gone.
Yours are all gone?
36 of those, like,
and those are
truck stop size bags.
Those are big.
Yeah.
Truck stop. Size bags.
Those are
big.
Yeah. Man, whatever.
Quick answer there.
Oh my god!
Again, I feel like gas turning into
liquid. Can't debate these. These are not debatable.
Yes, it is.
No, they're not.
Really? That's not participation.
Participation.
Yeah.
Can't debate these. These are not debatable.
Yes, it is.
No, they're not.
Really? That's not participation.
Know the two rules of dating: be attractive is number one, and number two is don't be attractive.
Right.
Oh. Or don't be unattractive.
Yeah.
Damn it. Know the two rules of dating. Be attractive is number one, and number two is don't be attractive.
Don't
be attractive.
Those are...
Don't be attractive. Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, Portugal the Man.
Another one to add to the list here, Portugal the Man, their latest Live in the Moment. Grammy-nominated Portugal the Man. They're coming to town Wednesday for you at Holiday Havoc.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
We have your chance to win some tickets to go see U2 live in concert here in Las Vegas. They are going to be over at the T-Mobile Arena May 11th and 12th. Just announced the show on May 12th. We have your chance to win those tickets coming up next. And you don't even have to pour a bucket of ice cold water on your wife and wake her up.
Aww,
how about
nice.
That?
Isn't that nice? I like that.
Going to give those away here in just a moment. Also, checking the voicemail for the first time here this morning. If you want to get a message in quickly, 702-889-7352. That is next.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I've been listening to this show since Sylvia joined, and I gotta say that I've learned something, that you should never bet against Sylvia when it comes to these challenge that you guys have, whether it be a spelling bee challenge, whether it be a underground RC challenge. You know, the only challenge I see you guys beating her at is a drinking challenge. But any other challenge, Sylvia just nailed it. Right on, Sylvia. Good job. Keep up the great work.
Aww. Message deleted.
Yes.
Stop trying to get in her pants.
What?
Yeah, he's just trying to get in your pants.
White knight.
Well, I mean,
nobody white knights
Ian's
around here.
Clapping for that.
Unless it's me.
What?
That's right. That is right.
Ian was clapping for you. Is that true,
well,
Ian?
Was,
you were clapping for her.
But he was.
I was applauding her. Yes.
Why? Because she won the spelling bee for the third time in a row.
Yeah, the hat trick, man.
That's Dave great. And I, Dave yeah. and I admit that we don't spell.
We ain't good spellers. What?
Gooder spellers.
Who's a good speller in this day and age? I can barely write. Like, when's the last time that you actually wrote something at length, like a letter?
I just signed a bunch of Christmas cards.
Did you have a hard time signing your name?
Yes.
Name?
Like, I don't write checks. I don't do any of that stuff.
You don't
anymore.
Write checks?
No, I don't. What do I have to write a check for? Everything's auto.
Will you write all those checks that you're asking cash?
I don't sign those. That's not endorsed. You can't cash that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All this negativity in the world. Why can't we just have a good Friday? Woo!
Message deleted.
Dude, that guy is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, we do need positivity in the world, like, and we need that song to be our soundtrack.
No, we don't need it.
Yeah,
anymore.
We do.
This is how we do it.
Today has been a positive day. I would say, for the most part, you know, I'm very happy today. That's only going to get better. Our friends from Modern Times are going to be joining us. We'll be drinking their Fortunate Island. I've actually got some beer in the fridge right now. I feel like we should just go crack it open right now.
We should. You
like
know
we
what?
Should,
I'm really excited for Beer for Breakfast because it's been a long
are
time.
Should,
we
are
should
you,
get,
Sylvia?
We should get, yes. We should get hammered on Beer for Breakfast and then go mess with the squatters that are next door.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. Yeah. I got nothing else planned.
Hey,
I got nothing else planned today. Like, we're doing the Beer for Breakfast podcast.
Moving into.
Scoot on over.
Bring a sleeping bag. Tickle party.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
One more time from this guy.
All this negativity in the world. Why can't we just have a good Friday? Woo!
Message deleted.
All right. That guy's awesome.
Please leave a message after the tone.
F. Mary Kill. Matt Lauer, Al Roker, and Megyn Kelly. Go.
Message deleted.
Well, definitely going to have sex with Al Roker.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who's admitted they pooped their pants at the White House is definitely, I feel like, marriage material at least.
Kill Megyn Kelly and marry Matt Lauer just because Matt Lauer, you know, he'll be philandering. He'll stay out of the house.
Nah, she's the second highest paid person there. Now the highest paid person at NBC. So I'm marrying her. Banging Roker. And sorry, Al. Or sorry, Matt.
Sorry, Matty.
See, I would do that too. Yeah. I feel like Megyn Kelly and I would be a good match.
You think you'd make a nice couple?
Yeah.
You'd Except marry for, Megyn Kelly? Or
yeah, just for the money.
Except for she would be like opposed to your marriage.
Oh, that's true. Oh, it would be.
Oh, is she against lesbian?
I don't know. She used to be.
It probably is.
She used to be when she worked at Fox News, but now she's making $20 million on NBC. She's like, whatever.
I'll accept anything.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, guys. Mahoney and Ian go over there. We'll send Mahoney in first because we see how well he takes an ass whooping. We all seen that. We'll send Ian in there second. He gets to start swinging at the air wildly. And then me and you, Dave, because we're big guys, we'll go in there and finish him off.
Message deleted.
I like the plan for dealing with the squatters that are next door to me. I'm really attempting. I mean, because what are they going to do? So, like, if I went over to the house next door and literally just kicked in the front door and went in there with a baseball bat,
start swinging.
What are they going to do? Call the cops?
Probably.
And then the cops would arrest me.
Yeah. Of course, that's how it would go.
Dang it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Luckily, we have a good lawyer.
Yes, we do.
Oh, there you go.
X107.5. Run the jewels.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I think that guy's right. We need more positivity in the world. We need more beer in this world.
Yeah.
Time to go together. Mahoney just cracked open his first Modern Times. We'll give you a chance to win some U2 tickets right now if you're calling number 10. 702-791-1075. This is a beautiful day. X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Marissa is joining us this morning. Hey, Marissa, how you doing?
Hi, good. Good morning.
So congratulations, you're calling number 10. You get tickets to go see U2.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
The only thing that you have to do is you have to go next door to my house and curb stomp the squatters that are living next door. That's the only stipulation.
Sure. I'll be there.
All right. You're the best. Enjoy the concert. Again, two shows here in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. U2 puts on just such a fantastic live show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You could even take somebody that's not a fan. to you two, and they would have the time of their lives. So
I'm going to take my mom. She loves them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's cute. You guys have a great time. Again, T-Mobile Thank Arena. You. The tickets are on sale for Fan Club as of today. May 12th is the second show. It's been Adam, Marissa. You're going for free. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
She sounded so nice.
She wasn't crying out of happiness.
So an attorney general is running a campaign right now, and I'm just going to play you the audio. I actually saved this audio until a little bit later in the show because I didn't want to play it if the kids were in the car earlier. But it's not that bad.
This is a political ad?
It's a political ad for somebody that's running for attorney general. Here you go.
If the last few weeks has taught us anything, it's that we need more women in positions of power, not less. So when you're choosing Michigan's next attorney general, ask yourself this. Who can you trust most not to show you their penis in a professional setting? Is it the candidate who doesn't have a penis? I'd say so. I'm a woman. That's not a liability. That's an asset. I'm Dana Nessel. I approve of putting more women on the ticket in November. And I approve this message.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that logic. It's impossible for her to show you her penis.
I really like her.
Also, what are you doing? Like, why are you in a room with an echo? Like, what was that video shot on an iPhone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it was professionally produced.
No, that's not her. Okay. Yeah. He has a picture of a woman. I'm like, that looks like the 1980s. Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's going to win you the vote. Maybe, per se.
She got my vote.
Maybe not.
So we were talking about the guy 2 days ago, I think, that was angry because he got a ticket. And so he went to the courthouse and he paid the entire thing in pennies. We'll try to at least.
And it wasn't even that big of a fine either. So it wasn't like 1,000 pounds of pennies. It was like $10.
Right. But he was trying to make a point by showing up and paying the clerk there at the court in pennies because he was upset that he got this fine. Well, the security guard at the courthouse did not appreciate him showing up to pay in pennies, and they actually got into a yelling match. Well, when the guy was leaving, the security guard kind of jumped on him and threw a rear naked choke on the dude, and the guy passed out and he messed his pants.
Yep,
and
the old Al Roker.
And now, a steaming Al is what we call it. And now this guy has a lawyer who, of course, was talking all about the trauma that his client has been through.
He was not happy about it, so in symbolic protest, he brought back penny rolls to pay for his ticket. They refused. And as he was leaving the courthouse with his back to the officer, the court officer began to choke him out, grabbed him, choked him out, brought him to the ground. Mr. Sevi passed out. He defecated himself. I think the more profound and the long-lasting injuries, the psychological injuries he's going to suffer as a result of this. He was supposed to be in a safe place and without warning was viciously assaulted from behind.
Am I the only one that thinks, I mean, obviously fart noises are funny and talking about pooping yourself is hilarious, but when there's a lawyer trying to be serious and they talk about themselves, his client defecating himself, that is just the pinnacle of funny to me.
If you had seen this guy, he had the worst, like ambulance chaser haircut of all time. Like, literally, like, slicked back completely. Like, dude, you're already you're a lawyer that nobody trusts you, first and foremost, because you're defending a guy who just pooped himself. But, like, just get a real haircut, for God's sake, or have good hair. But, like, having that just so stereotypical, completely slicked back, it's greasy.
It's the Ben McAdoo look, the coach of the New York Giants.
But just, worse.
Yes. Like, Ben McAdoo used to have this great little haircut. It was kind of frumpy. He was like the player's coach, and then he becomes the head coach, and he slicks it all back. Like, the second this guy graduated from law school, just like all of the sludge in the world.
What did you watch Grease and figured out you wanted to be a bad guy?
Like, when he's walking into court, he's like... So this woman was upset about something. Do we know what she was upset about, Ian, the one who yells at Santa Claus here? Why was she mad?
Because he's just one big phony.
Well, so she says, if there's any kids in the car, obviously that's not the case.
Not the case.
He could be a nice representative.
This woman, though, losing her mind on Santa Claus.
Sleigh? Do you have a sleigh? Do you have a magic? No, you're not magic.
you know, maybe she was yelling at the mall Santa Claus because she didn't think that was the real Santa Claus.
Yeah, you know what? I think that might be the case right there because you're anyway, right. There was no sleigh.
Get a grip of yourself, lady. Stop raining on other people's fun and happiness.
You're not magic.
Is that what you said?
You're not a real bunny.
Well, since we're playing audio here, I got one more for you. This is a bit of a blow up as well. Ian, this one comes to us from a Burger King. Is that right?
Yes, this one does come.
Was it people getting busy in a Burger King bathroom, as Humpy Hump once famously crooned about?
Ugh, can you imagine getting busy in a Burger King bathroom?
Oh, God. Is there any worse place?
Maybe.
Like.
Maybe like a really bad part of town Walmart bathroom.
A Waffle House bathroom.
A Waffle House bathroom. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. It all depends on the Waffle House. I've been in some nice Waffle House bathrooms.
Yeah.
There is one Waffle House by the strip club, Platinum Plus, in Columbia, South Carolina. You do not want to get busy in that bathroom.
No. I feel like every time I go into a Waffle House, I have to be mentally prepared to get into a fight.
Yes.
Always.
Because when's the last time that you were at a Waffle House and didn't get into a fight?
Never.
It's never happened. Not once.
Not a single time.
No, this is a Burger King blow up, a manager losing it on a customer.
We were ordering food. We were ordering food.
How the parents are you?
Yeah, and who talks like that in a restaurant? Who talks like that? So we have a time limit to get food? And we have a time limit to get food? Call them. No, I'm calling them myself.
I don't give a get the out of my store.
Yeah, this is going live everywhere, I'm telling you, because that's bull.
I don't care, I asked you to leave.
We have kids, and we wanted to find out what they wanted to eat, and I'm pregnant. So we got a time limit to get food?
So go somewhere else to get your food.
You're pathetic.
Yes, I am.
So we can't have your name?
Like, what? The entitlement of everybody involved in this particular clip.
I'm with you on that. Like, it's just like everyone's...
I'm taking this live on Facebook. Who cares? Like, if I'm one of your friends and I see you arguing at a fast food restaurant
with a Burger King manager, you're like, you are terrible as a friend. Like, delete.
Like, what are you doing?
Block forever. Ugh.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, Mondo Cosmo.
I mean, that flame broil goodness, though, sometimes it does get you fired up.
Whopper Jr.
I mean,
with onion rings.
Whopper Jr., the little golden crown.
Just don't forget my sauce. If you forget my sauce, I'm going Facebook Live.
Uh-oh.
Here's Mondo Cosmo, Automatic. Another one to jot down on your list if you're keeping track today to try to win tickets to both nights of Holiday Havoc. These guys playing at night number one.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We have your chance to win some passes to
Snow Jam.
That is coming up next. Also, Redneck Report is on the way. And yes, beer for breakfast is coming up. Modern Times are already cracked open and flowing here in the studio. Love for to have you join us for beer for breakfast, which is coming up at 9:30 this morning. It's all on the way.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
All right, here we go, y'all. Got some good ones for you today. Police officers like donuts, right?
I like donuts.
That's a stereotype. Well, they like donuts unless you're doing them in front of them. Our first story is of a young man named Scott Rapson. He fled the scene of a crash. Deputies found the man, who was drunk behind the wheel, daunting them by doing donuts in front of them, racing back and forth. They got real tired of that real quick, pulled out the stop sticks, blew out all of his tires, and took him to jail.
I thought y'all liked donuts, no?
With sprinkles?
Did you see the video of the guy who was dancing when they were asking him to, like, get out of his car? And then they just, like,
no.
we've had enough.
Yeah.
And then he would, like, move to your left, and then he would, like, dance over there, and then they finally just tased him.
Tased him, yeah. Is there anything better as far as inventions go than the taser? I mean, if I was a cop, I would tase everyone. I mean, just
like
everybody.
Really,
everybody. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mom.
You messed your pants. Thanksgiving is going to be awesome this year. How about this one? Thieves have stolen a woman's entire house. They stole her mobile home by loading it onto a low loader and driving off, leaving this poor woman homeless. Police are now urgently seeking information following the theft of this lady's home.
The raid
happened between 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 22nd, and 6 a.m. on Thursday, November 23rd.
I assume she wasn't at home when her home was stolen.
I don't think so, no, yeah. Not present
at
the
time. Can you imagine if she was? She's like, what?
Hey, where are we going?
Is this an earthquake?
What's happening?
Do you just put that out in, like, the woods somewhere?
Is this a Winnebago?
You put it on Craigslist. You hang out at a gas station like, hey, I got some speakers and a whole mobile home back here.
With a woman inside.
Wisconsin. That's Ian's former home state. This next story takes us to the great state of Wisconsin. The State Department of Natural Resources sold 10 hunting licenses to infants after the governor signed a bill that eliminated the state's minimum hunting age.
What was the minimum hunting age?
It was 10 years old.
To start with, now?
Now you can be any age. And the DNR released data on Tuesday showing the agency had sold 1,814 mentored hunting licenses to children age 9 or younger. And they also sold 52 licenses to children under the age of 5, with 10 going to a child under a year old.
Seems like money well spent there. You know, like who's saying, like, you know what? We got to get rid of this hunting age restriction. I understand, you know, like if you want to take your 9-year-old or your 8-year-old
out. Sure. They're old enough to understand things like the English language.
Yeah.
However, you take your baby hunting. And I don't know about I don't know that much about hunting. I've never been a hunter. However, I assume that the element of surprise is fairly important.
Yes.
And a crying baby probably doesn't help.
It would be like if you took your daughter out hunting.
Well, she can at least walk.
I can barely take her to Target. I mean, Christ.
Babies don't even have their bones developed yet.
I know.
Nah, man. My baby needs a gun, man.
Yeah.
Totally.
Shoot him up, y'all. And one final one for you. A bank robbery suspect is in police custody after authorities spent hours looking for him and found him in a porta potty.
No.
A 41-year-old man by the name of Steven Spoledro walked into a bank, demanded money, and fled with about $1,000 in cash. An off-duty officer in the area provided authorities with a description of him. The man was spotted after they found his abandoned vehicle. He ran away on foot, and they started to look around the area of the TD Garden Arena, where there, of course, is basketball games played. And they said, wait a minute, that porta potty looks a little bit suspect. Went over, found the man. Knee deep in poop.
Oh, no.
And that is today's Redneck Report, y'all.
KXDE-FM HD1, Gurump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I do have a great name for guns marketed to babies, though.
Okay.
What's that?
The pacifier.
Oh,
seriously.
Damn. Seriously. I have a great line for the cops that caught the dude in the porta potty. You're in deep S now, buddy.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, Rise Against.
This coming Wednesday, this band is going to be headlining Holiday Havoc night number one. It is Rise Against. This song is Swing Life Away. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
It is Friday morning, so we are...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying beer for breakfast, featuring Modern Times.
Yep, we're going to be drinking the Fortunate Islands IPA here shortly. Fantastic beer, and we'll be talking about the Modern Times Tap Takeover that's coming to town as well over at Aces and Nails.
And speaking of Aces and Nails, we'll give you a chance to get set up with a gift card and a custom growler from Aces and Nails and the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all on the way right now, as promised. Some passes for Snow Jam.
Snow Jam.
You call number 10 at 702-791-1075. We'll set you up with tickets and a gift card for over there.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That is the Killers, Read My Mind, X107.5. How about one final one? This is Joy Wave and Somebody New. Give us a call right now at 702-791-1075. You know all of the Holiday Havoc artists. You can win tickets to both nights.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, who has been paying attention? Let's go to Jermaine joining us from North Las Vegas. How many songs do you think we played from Holiday Havoc artists today during the show?
Eight.
Eight is correct. Okay, good, good. So we're on the right track. Now the question is, can you get all eight songs and artists right? Let's go ahead and go through this. Starting in the 6 a.m. hour, what did we begin with?
The Killers, Run for Cover.
That is correct. On to song number two.
Royal Blood, Out of the Black.
That is right. Okay, we're doing good.
Rise Against, Make It Stop.
Yep.
Portugal the Man, Live in the Moment.
That is right. All right, you're doing great.
And Mondo Cosmo, Automatic.
Yep.
Snap.
Rise Against, Swing Life Away.
There we go. We got two more.
The Killers, Read My Mind.
Killers, Read My Mind.
This last
and the
one,
final
man.
One.
This last one.
Enjoy with somebody new.
Congratulations! Oh. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. You got it, man. So this Wednesday, you're going to be joining us for night number one at the Joint inside the Hard Rock. Holiday Havoc featuring Rise Against, Portugal the Man, Royal Blood, New Politics, Mondo Cosmo. And then you're also going to be joining us for Sold Out night number two, The Killers, Bleachers, and Joy Wave, Monday, December the 11th at the Pearl inside the Palms.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this entire show. I'm sure it wasn't easy on you.
Oh, it wasn't, but I love you guys.
Oh, wow.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. Here we go, Mahoney. You almost set?
Yes. Beer for Breakfast coming up with our friends from Modern Times. Frank from Modern Times is going to be in studio with us. We're going to be drinking the Fortunate Island. Can't wait to break this beer down for everybody, Dave.
Yes, sir. Beer for Breakfast is coming up next. X107.5. Dave Mahoney.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for Breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
So here we are, another Friday morning. Beer is in front of us. Frank from Modern Times in the X107.5 studios. Good morning to you. How are you?
Fantastic. Love being in Las Vegas.
And congratulations are in order. Brewbound just named Modern Times the Craft Brewery of the Year. That is huge. Congrats, man.
Thank you so much. Completely humbled by that. We are we're working really hard to get the best beer out to everyone everywhere we can, especially in Las Vegas and especially this weekend.
I feel like I should ask you if there's anyone you want to thank so you can like pull out your little Academy Award card and be like, well, my mom.
God.
Well done, man. That's huge.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, Modern Times, one of our favorite breweries, and they got a big event that's happening over at Aces and Ales on Saturday. They're going to be there on Saturday night. We've got Adam from Aces and Ales here as well to talk about the tap takeover that's going on. Tell us a little bit about it, Adam.
What's going on, gentlemen? We're going to be starting at 3:00 on Saturday. As always, we'll probably be tapped in a little early. So get that out there and they get always, the beers
they
flowing.
They always cheat. They say 3:00, but by 1:00 you show up and they're like, yeah, well,
there's no way you can have 35 barrels tapped at like within an hour though. You got to start a little bit early.
We've never been big for rules. Yeah. So we put it on there. It's like, whatever. But so we'll be tapped in, ready to rock. The Modern Times crew is going to be out that evening. We expect to have a very, very packed house with the beer list that we have coming up.
You can win a trip to Modern Times, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be sending two lucky people down to the San Diego Brewery.
Yeah.
Frank can talk a little bit more about what their experience is going to be down there, but I've been down there and the place is sick. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, San Diego in general, I mean, it's the beer mecca of the world right now.
So the tap takeover is happening Saturday starting at 3 p.m. And if you want to go out and just hang at Aces Nails, a great place to do it and enjoy all this great beer. Then we're also going to be there on Sunday, Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. So if you guys don't drink all of it on Saturday, we're the cleanup crew rolling in on Sunday starting at noon to take care of anything that's left over.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, don't roll the dice and think that all those beers are still going to be on Sunday, but There's going to be some selections as we cheer on the Silver and Black.
If you guys get through all 35 barrels, we won't even be mad at you. No. We'll just be impressed.
That will be a success. That would be right amazing, there. Yeah. I will be very happy on Sunday.
And look, this Sunday, as far as the football game goes, Eli Manning's not even playing anymore for New York.
Do we bet against the Giants at this rate? Because our go-to has been betting against Eli Manning. He's not even playing.
What do we do? I think you can also bet against Geno Smith. So it'll be fun on Sunday because not going to say it's a guaranteed win for the Raiders, but it's as close as you can get. Raiders are favored by like 10 points. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I don't know if I would take 10 points or 10 points rather, but yeah.
I go money line.
Yeah. Maybe take the under.
All right.
So here we go, Frank. Let's dive into this. So what are we actually featuring today, Mahoney?
Today, the beer that we're drinking, which is going to be our beer that we're drinking on Sunday with the Silver and Black, is Modern Times Fortunate Island IPA. And this beer is phenomenal. It's one of my favorite IPAs, and we'll definitely get into that. But it's been a hard week. I feel like we've worked so hard after coming back from the holiday that we deserve
this. I've been stressed out. I have the squatters living next door to me. It's a mess. Yeah.
We should bombard their house with Squatters IPA. Just throw bottles of it at their house now that I'm thinking about it. Let's all cheers and get Beer for Breakfast kicked off. Thank you for joining us, Frank.
Cheers. My pleasure.
All right. A big old drink of Modern Times Fortunate Islands.
Well, that is very easy to drink.
Oh, this is super fresh too.
It is.
That's good.
Super fresh?
Super fresh.
Super fresh.
Fresh to death.
Mm-hmm.
So the five categories in which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Today's Modern Times Fortunate Island IPA has 5% alcohol by volume, 46 IBUs. It's being served today from a custom Ace's Nails growler that was generously donated to us by our friends over there at Ace's Nails. But I will say, you can pick it up in cans as well, and their cans, beautiful. Whoever does your artwork.
It's incredibly sexy. We want to bring the hotness to the shelves.
I'm turned on by it. I'm not going
to
lie.
I honestly feel like in the craft beer game, like that's a big part of it, man. You have to stand out. I mean, you walk into a beer store and there's so much out there. And if you're just kind of going by the look, like you have to bring the heat not only with what's inside.
I'm not attracted
of the can.
To you for your personality.
That's
I need
right.
to see what's going on the outside yeah. before I get inside.
Lust at first sight, you know? And then
there
I'll fall
go.
In love with
that's
you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. And we have an in-house art department that does all the work for us. They just are tireless with their efforts on making sure we're really, you know, front of the page in anyone's beer book.
And so we've established Sassy Can.
Oh, and their one-offs, too, are mm-hmm. just the unreal. The amount of work that you put into just limited releases, too. Some of the best stuff out there. Let's start with the very first category, which is the look. Dave?
It's a little cloudy, which is nice.
Yep.
It's got like a nice... I mean, it's... I'm holding it up to the light right now. It looks clean but cloudy, if that makes sense.
That does make yeah. sense.
Yeah, and you're getting that because we are now working with the centrifuge at the brewery, which allows us to no longer have to filter our beers with biofine or any kind of chemical. So this is a naturally really filtered beer. So
nice.
You get a little bit more of that haze, if you will.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like okay. spacey.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah, I'm just working the centrifuge today. Don't worry about it, guys.
We're never spacey at Modern Times, so we're very focused.
It's very straw yellow, nice amount of carbonation. A lot of, like, when you're pouring it out of a can, get a good amount of tight carbonated whitehead with a pretty standard pour. Overall, I would say a very appealing look on it. The next category in Beer for Breakfast is the smell. So let's all take it in.
When I'm out selling this beer, I'm telling you, this is the greatest smelling Woo. Beer of all time. It's a tropical explosion.
If you cup your hands around the top and just really get it in.
Oh, yeah.
It's very inviting.
You look like a clown doing it, but it, I mean, you really get
it. It is inviting.
What'd you say?
It is inviting.
It is inviting.
It is inviting.
Sylvia, as the non-craft beer drinker here today, what do you think of the smell? Is this something that puts you off, or it is appealing to you right off the bat?
No, like I said, it's very inviting, but it's very it smells very pretty,
yep.
very floral.
Oh, thank you.
It smells, yeah. quote, pretty. You should put that on the side of the can.
For me, you get pleasant aromas, you know, lots of tropical fruit in there, as the name would suggest. It's a nice mix of hops and malt on the back as well. Overall, I would say it's a very well-balanced, inviting nose mm-hmm. on this beer. Now let's move on to our favorite category in Beer for Breakfast today, yes. which is the taste. So let's all okay. take another cheers, because why not? We're still, it's
cheers,
Friday.
Honey.
We're drinking
cheers,
beer.
Cheers,
it's going to be a great weekend. Raiders are going to win, hopefully.
The weather's going to be awesome. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very smooth.
Very easy to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is what, 5%?
Yeah, 5% yeah. pale. It's awesome. Awesome beer. This is actually our number one selling beer in the Las Vegas market. So you guys bring this to the front of the table for us out here. It's definitely the leader of the pack.
Yeah, I mean.
It kind of reminds me of winter, if that makes sense.
Really?
It reminds you of winter?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're drunk.
Well, it is December 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it kind of reminds me like a good winter fallish beer.
Okay,
really?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the type of beer that I would sit down and drink all day while I'm watching football.
Yeah,
this is sessionable beer.
It's crushable. I think this is pretty thirst quenching as far as IPAs go. You know, 5%. You're not. It's not on the low end of the spectrum. It's not on the high end of the spectrum. Right there in the middle. It's kind of. I would say if I'm describing this beer, it's an effortless mix of like bright citrus that you get those flavors that just hit you right off the bat. Really nice piney hops, but they're not overbearing. Lightly toasted malt in there, but it, again, much like the nose, mixes well together and just goes down incredibly easy.
Yeah, it reminds you that it's an IPA, but not in an overwhelming way. It's just got a little bit of a hop to it. It's very nice.
Talking about the feel, it's clean, it's crisp, light to medium body, not overbearing in any way, shape, or form, and the drinkability. quality for this. For me, it's very, very enjoyable. As close to a perfect sessionable IPA as that you can find year-round on a regular basis at a decent price point here in Las Vegas. And with you saying that, Frank saying that this is your biggest selling beer from modern times, which you guys sell a lot of beer, that doesn't surprise me considering the quality of this particular IPA. Modern Times has really become a major player in the craft beer space over the last few years, and it has blown up faster than
craft brewery of the year, folks.
I mean, in a short amount of time, there's been companies that have been around for 25 years who aren't seeing these kind of accolades that you guys have seen. What, you're creeping up on five now?
Yeah, we were about 4.5 years. Yeah. We've grown incredibly quick. Four employees 4.5 years ago, or years ago. Now we're up to over 200.
Wow.
We'll be in about 5 locations by the end of next year. We're popping open a brewery in Portland coming up in February, and our downtown Los Angeles location opens up next month.
For only being 4.5 years old, you really have a very full beard.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's strong. It's very good.
He could buy a hunting license in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, yeah.
Drink a lot of old style in Wisconsin, too.
Believe it.
For me, you know, if I could pick one beer to drink for the rest of my life, and I've said this many times before without these guys here, it would be Fortune Islands. Like, it's not, you know, like I said, if I had one. If I'm on a desert island for the rest of my life.
You specifically said, I'm not going to say this until those guys are here. However, this is definitely the beer that I'll go for the rest of my life.
It absolutely is. As far as IPAs go, that if I could just have a beer at any point in time for any occasion, I feel like this is like that go-to beer for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's very like chameleon-esque in the sense that like it fits into any environment, whether you're sitting on a beach or you're sitting in a winter cabin, yep, or you're watching football all day just having beer.
Golfing.
This works anyway.
Yeah. Very versatile.
It's a phenomenal
doesn't
IPA.
Doesn't try too hard, which is what I love about it.
Modern Times, I think you guys are doing some of the best beers out there right now. We started hearing about you here in Las Vegas about, like, what, 3.5 years ago? You know, I'm not really that familiar. Yeah, over at Aces, that's when you guys started carrying them. And then, you know, we had you in for the podcast to find out that you were only 4 years old at the time.
Yeah.
Blew my mind, and can't wait to do another podcast. Which
any
is
more compliments, I'm going to have to call the mobile marriage vehicle to come out here and get you guys
too.
All set.
I'm just expressing how good of a beer this
is. It's a great
Dave.
Beer.
Can
really
you marry
is,
beer?
Yeah.
Sure. Anything's legal now.
Yeah, I think you can do that in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
No,
it's only whiskey.
Only whiskey. Come on. Only whiskey. Dave, can I get a drop?
You got it, man.
On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Modern Times Fortunate Islands IPA a 4.5 out of 5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Your chance to win some passes to the Vegas Strong concert happening tonight. Ian, you're going to head down there and hit up the red carpet and then go to the show, is that right?
I will be there,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Jay Leno's in town. He's going to be supporting The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Cirque du Soleil, Penn & Teller, Boys to Men.
Oh,
it's going to be a great
it's
time.
It's going to get sexy. It's a great show tonight, obviously, yep, for a tremendous cause.
Yep,
so
great cause.
Looking forward to a great concert tonight. You can be going for free if you've been paying attention and you know the show. Your chance to play is next.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here is today's Know the Show question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I kid you not, yesterday we were having a meeting after the show about Holiday Havoc, and it's coming up next week, so next Wednesday, it's going to be down at the Hard Rock, and he's like, all right, so here's what time the meet and greets are, and I was thinking maybe you guys would want to get down there a little bit early to, you know, hang. I'm like, why? What do you mean? Like, he's like, you know, just we could all sort of hang. I'm like, you're trying to talk us into again, aren't you, you son of a bitch? That's right. Bossy Rossi was trying to talk us into blanking with him. 702-791-1075. What is that? We have some tickets for the Vegas Strong concert, which is happening tonight down at the T-Mobile Arena. They're doing this big red carpet. I guess it's a pink carpet because it's T-Mobile Arena.
That's cute.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Ian's going to be down there on that pink carpet doing interviews with a lot of the celebrities that are coming by. Very excited. I mean, look, Las Vegas is an amazing place, and some terrible things happened here on October 1, and the city rallying has been nonstop since then.
Yep.
Well, tonight, after, you know, trying to wrangle all the schedules of these enormous celebrities, bringing them together under one roof for one really important cause, that's what's happening tonight. We'd love to send you to that show for free.
These are the acts who make their livelihoods here, who were raised here. You know, a lot of these guys just, you know, donating their free time and to do this to help raise money for the victims of October 1. And it's a special moment.
It is.
It really is.
We'd love to send you to this concert for free if you know the show today. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Erica.
Hey, Erica. How you doing?
Good.
So, were you listening earlier when we were talking about Bossy Rossi and what he was trying to talk us into?
Yeah.
What was that?
Eating with him?
Yeah, buying him dinner, which is just awful.
Congratulations!
Just terrible.
We're going to have to buy him dinner, aren't we?
All the octopi he can handle.
It's not octopi, it's octopussies. That's how you say it.
Oh, you know what? I think it is octopuses.
Octopuses?
I don't know what the plural term of octopus is. I don't really care. All I know is that my wallet is weeping right now, knowing that we're going to have to eat at Nobu with Bossy Rossi.
Have to hang out with Bossy Rossi. Erica, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We hope you have fun. She's so disgusted.
I would be too. I've seen him put down that octopi.
Tonight over at the T-Mobile Arena, it's going to be a great show. The Vegas Strong concert. Have a great time.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. We appreciate you being with us. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. If you're going to Vegas Strong tonight, enjoy that. And then Monday morning, I'm very excited about this. We have an all-new game that we're going to be playing called Famous, Felon, or Feline. And you have to figure out who committed the crime.
Was it a famous person, a felon, or a feline?
Or a cat.
Yeah. real highbrow stuff coming Monday.
That's right. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.